You're listening to Music to My Ears on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Anna Nelson. In this episode, I talk to Madeline Sailors, a freshman at Carmel High School who participates in band, orchestra, and choir. When Madeline was 10 years old, she started playing the French horn, and she's been singing ever since. She explains her first memory of music.
When I was really little, I was still a baby, but like my mom and my grandma were riding in the car, and I was flipped around in the back seat, and the radio was playing, and my grandma, all of a sudden, she like turned around because she heard me, and she goes, "Cheryl," my mom's name, "Cheryl, look, Madeline's kicking to the beat of the music." And I was kicking to the back of the car to the beat of the radio.
At first, playing the French horn was difficult for Madeline, but she kept practicing and grew to love it, and she still loves playing the French horn today.
It was very frustrating at first because the French horn's a really hard instrument, and I got really frustrated really quickly and wanted to quit, but I kept pushing through, and I'm here now, and I still love it.
By talking to Madeline about her passion for music, I could tell that there are many people who inspire her every day.
My French horn teacher from middle school, who actually passed away last year, he just never stopped doing what he loved, and that meant a huge deal to me. My middle school band director inspires me every day because she's just an amazing person. And along the way, I meet so many new people, and they all have amazing impacts on my life. So that's really important to me.
Madeline has been playing music for so long that it has impacted her in all different aspects of her life.
Through all of the amazing people I've met and gotten to work with, I just feel like music has developed me as a person because it being in like those ensemble settings, whether it's band, orchestra, or choir, you learn to work as a team, you learn to kind of multitask, and you also have to put so much heart into it. And that just, I feel happy when I'm doing music, and I just think it makes me a better person.
While music has had a huge impact on Madeline's life, she also hopes that she can touch others in the community and impact their lives as well.
The feeling and the knowledge that, like, you can have an impact on someone based on your music, and that that makes a difference to someone and can make someone feel a certain way, to me that's so powerful, and I just want to keep doing more of it. I just hope I can touch people. That's a big part of music to me, is that you can play something and someone else can feel it and appreciate it, and even if they're not a musical or a creative person, that's okay, but the fact that it can resonate with someone, that is what inspires me to keep making music.
Madeline is in Wind Symphony 2, Counterpoints, and the Symphony Orchestra at Carmel High School, so the Performing Arts Department has also been a big part of her passion for music.
Well, I love getting to work with so many different types of people because a lot of people have some form of music expression, but the fact that I get to connect with all of them, it's really a neat experience, and the fact that a lot of times they overlap, like choir, for example, focuses a lot on breath support, like a lot, because that's really important to singing. And that helps me to play the French horn better because then I'm breathing better in order to play the French horn. So it all kind of works together, which is really cool. I've loved the Carmel Performing Arts Department so far. The greatest benefit, I think, would just be like some of the lifelong relationships I'm going to have, especially with choir and Holiday Spec being in that. Anyone who's in that knows that you just form lifelong relationships with people, and it's such a cool experience. But just really getting to know your band directors and your sections, and it just, all the friends you make and, you know, your teachers that you get to know, I think music just creates this irreplaceable bond, and it will never go away.
In addition to her music classes at school, Madeline attends French horn lessons once a week. She is also a member of the New World Youth Orchestra in Indianapolis.
I'm in another orchestra outside of school called New World Youth Orchestra. I'm in their symphony group, and that's been a really fun experience. And I love the fact that it's not just Carmel. I mean, there's plenty of Carmel people there, but there's plenty of North Central. I know someone from Lawrence North, Pike, Park Tudor. There are like all these different schools that meet there. One of my friends is even from Homestead, which is in Fort Wayne. So the fact that it draws so many people together from around the community or even not around the community, it's just really cool to get to know all those different people. I have two pieces in choir right now. I have maybe four or five in band, three in my school orchestra, two in my orchestra outside of school. So there's a lot of literature to learn, but it's all really fun.
When I talked to Madeline, I got to hear her play a piece on her French horn that she has recently been working on. The clip you just heard was Madeline Saylors playing the first movement of the Shostakovich Fifth Symphony on her French horn. After talking to Madeline, now I know how much music really means to her and how it has impacted her life in so many different ways. For WHJE 91.3, this has been Anna Nelson. Thanks for listening to the first episode of my podcast, Music to My Ears. All podcast episodes and more stories like this can be found at whje.com.